Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Mem, starting from the bottom of Lama Testament Beis, the Mishnah said, Modim, Modim, Mishtakimu. So the person says, Modim, Modim, twice. We silence the Mishtakimu, so we silence him. Says the Korban Edah on the Mishnah, why do we do that? Again, because we said that the Mishnah is, and he said on the Mishnah, "Anu mechayvim lebrach ala brachah shemechal atova." We have to do on both. So he's saying, "Modim, modim," that is not is incorrect. That we're doing it together, like you have shtei reshuos. The Pnei Moshe said, and therefore we don't. It would be incorrect. We don't do that. We stop him. Shema Yitzchak. What's it based upon? Based upon a pasuk in Tehillim. Kisachah bidovei shaka. The mouths of the liars will be stopped. It means a person goes ahead, repeats something we give thanks to. By stam mashma that it's two different shtei reshuos, we silence him. We don't let him speak. We silence him. That's what shatkan also is. And when I said hotel mitzibur, that what Misha says only if it's in a tzibur, where people can make confused that maybe it's two shtei reshuos. How yakeh, but in a private a taknum a pesakunim, a person can say whatever he wants to. Lashon restav taknunim, there's no limit to what he can say. He can say anything. As the Mishnah, it's the way a person repeats. He repeats to himself. There's nothing wrong with that. But that we don't not mishatkin, so we don't stop him when it's done privately. We don't stop him. So the Gemara says, the Gemara tells me very much. Same thing. A person says Amen twice or Shema twice. What about those things? So the Gemara says, same thing would apply. Also, would be something berabim would be with no good. Tervose say berabim mishatkin or so, but beyakid it'd be mutter. Again, the idea is that the saying Amen is also sounds like saying Amen to two different same svara, same shtei reshios, and the same thing which we say Shema and Shema. So therefore, we say the same halakha is that we don't let him say it per rabim. It could be confusing, and therefore we do not b'shatan aso, but b'yakad, it's like any other tefillah b'yakad that a person could say. Says the Vayitah Gemara. Gemara says that we have halakha. A person goes to Meturgamin. And what's the difference if what he says, certain things he says, you don't let him say. Certain things he says loud, certain things he should not say loud. The Gemara says, what is the case we're talking about? What is the proper thing to do? What should he be knowing to say properly and not? What's the proper way to speak? What's the proper way to, what should he say to Rabim? So, or how should he say it, I should say? The Gemara says, Turgim Mishal, Omer L'Tei HaKachim. Turgim Mishal, Omer L'Tei HaKachim. Turgim Mishal, Omer L'Tei HaKachim. He can't change anything. L'Chanos, he can't go ahead. And Lachanos is also to use, don't change the words of the Chacham. Lachanos is to say it on the name of somebody else. Don't put it into at someone else's name. You know, the using a different name than the one that the Chacham used. That's all Dvarim. Don't add to the words that he said. Unless the person, the Chacham, who is that's the name he's saying is his father or teacher, then you want to add to it because, then if he says it's over Rabbo, that he's saying over that, he's a Mutukman for his father or Rebbe, then they're not a Makbid on him, because they're okay, they're not Makbid. It won't be disrespectful to the Chokham, because he's adding to them, he's explaining to them, so that he will not be offended by it. And he's going to bring Raya's to this. Kabbin Eda explains, nobody's Meskana from his son is Talmud. So if he's going to add something on, it did add to what he said, that would be fine. The Gemara says, right, the Gemara is a Maisa, we see this. Gemara says again, so that's one. The Pnei Moshe is a different shot that it means if he's going to use says over the name of his Rebbe, your father, and he has to say the name, that he can change, because it's not proper, covered to say your father or Rebbe's name. Calling out. Therefore, if he changes that would be also something that would be acceptable. He was a speaker by Yosef. He was saying over things that does hurt person from his own father, from Elazar. And he would say, this is what I heard my master Yosef said in the name of his father. But when he said over the name, he didn't say it from his father. He would say, he would say it over the name of Elazar. He wouldn't say over because the reason why he changed because it would be the Kabbalah explains that when we say over him he would kaka Rebbe Shem Aviv, he didn't want to say because no, he never heard of him Aviv. He couldn't say Bishem Aviv the name of my father, so he would say it over the name of Rebbe Lazer, because he can't say over words that's not true. You're saying over translated, and he's saying in the name of my father, I heard it. So you can't say over the name of your father. You have to say over the name of Rebbe Lezer. So that it's not that's not sheker, because he actually never heard it from his father. So he only heard it, his Rebbe is saying it over the name of his father. So therefore, that would not be proper to do it. Zak to Gemara. Another my Vishita, Vishita was the speaker of Rabbi Avu. When he, Vishita, would say over things to his own father, Chanina, he would say, this is my master, said the name of his father. You know, he never said over the name of his father. He would say, this is the name of Chanina. Again, not to say that I heard it from my father. So he said over, I'm saying over his name, the name of the Rabbi Chanina, that I could say over. It's a similar ma'avir because Mari Chavrusa, Mani was the son of Rav Yoina, he passed in halachos for the Chachamim. When he says, Mila Nishmaim Avu the Beis, when he said over things that he heard from his father's privately in the house of Rome, he would say, Kain Amma Abba, this is my father said. When he heard from things from his father, but he said it in the Shir, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Medrash, Beis Vad, Rav Yoina, Chachamim, he would say, Rav Yoina. Again, it would be the same idea. When he's saying over something from his father, so he said over, I heard it from my father, in my father's house privately. But when he's saying over the name of the said over the Beis Medrash, he's saying over to the Chacham that were there, you all heard it. So therefore, he's saying it over, not as my father, but as the Rebbe, Rav Yoina said, that was a proper way to express his father, because it's not because his father said over, everyone heard of that. So it's a Kamneda. There's no Mishfil of every day. It doesn't because I know this because my father told me. Everyone knows it. We heard it. He said, my father said it in the Shir in the Beis Medrash. So therefore he says it over. Rabbi Yonah said it. Because then everybody would know. Again, it's something that everybody knew, that this was his statement to remind people of what his father's Shita was. But privately, when he heard it from his father alone, then he would emphasize that he heard it from his father. Chanabar Rayos. Person Gemara says, you go ahead and gives a Chanabar Rayos. We don't let him say it. Gemara says, what does that mean? When a person goes ahead, and he translates and he says, the erva of his father and the erva of his mother. So what is it referring to? Again, the commentator explains that this is Be'ava. Not coming with the Rebbe said, oh, my father, my, you can't say over there. Lashonisti would say it over, hidden over, he would say general. Because you say over, this person said, and the halakas of Arayos of my father and my mother, that it would be very disrespectful. So he didn't want to say it over in that person. So he said it over his father and the erva of his mother. So what I said is referring to that for somebody else, so to speak. So you shouldn't be, it would be considered if different, not exactly translating it, which you're not supposed to change, but this change was done for the covet of the person's father and mother. It would be something not nice, and therefore you change the lashon, as the way Penemotion wants to say, that you can do so. That this would be to look for the kabbalah shekhil shemukas madaber. Now shouldn't be chashid to be simply disrespectful. Is that the mishmi zaraka? You don't know. You can't go ahead. Surely you not give it to Moilach. You see, you should not give it over. When it says the abra to make a woman pregnant, a goyish woman pregnant. If you say that's how you touch up the pasik, then why don't we silence you? We mash shatkin or so. Because it's not the pshat in the pasik. It's your own reading. It's not the pshat, but not the proper reading of the pasik. It's no amaylach not to do this. Person who marries a guy, a woman, she has children from her, he's producing enemies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Producing enemies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you did it, your creation by Vera, even if later on the Megayer, it doesn't make a difference. The Teva is from created by Isser. The Teva was created from a Jew with a Goyesha, with a Shiksa, and that is Tivam Ra. Their natural nature is bad, and therefore it's you're creating an enemy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are going to sin. So therefore you say it such a way, it would be a child would be Ovid Melech. A child would be something that would be very disrespectful to have such a child that can get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Mishnah continues, other parts of Nevi'im, he read over that people would read differently because it was said changes because it was not reading it the regular way would be disrespectful. The episode of Reuven, the Mice of Reuven is read, but they don't translate it because it could be Zion, it could be disrespectful. My Dominic would be talking about Tommy would treat and that would be translated. Would be translated. That would be translated. The second account of the stum, it's the second story of the egg when it's repeated a second time, that's read but not translated. Because Kohanim, or Maisa Dabed Amoinim, because Kohanim, Likub Lotagim, is neither read nor translated. We don't know any of them. These pasuk referred to or not, respect for David Amelech, the story of Amnon. He says we don't do that. And because Kohanim as well, we see the pasuk, but we don't explain the Gemara. Explain what it means, but which words are we referring to? We don't read them and we don't translate them because they are disrespectful. There's the Kabbalah to explain by Reuven, Yishkev is built of Pelekesh Aviv, so we don't read it. It's not proper. And the and same thing about Lakash Nikri Yisrael. We don't read it. Egel Rishon, we can target him because we're not afraid. We don't fit, not a problem. Egel Sheni, we'll explain what the difference of that is. Therefore, it's respectful. We don't do that. And we don't read it. In the second reading of it, don't think we'll explain the difference between the first reading and the second reading. Now, again, by Yehuda, Nikum Targum, because it's covered to Yehuda that he wasn't embarrassed. He took schar, a tremendous schus for Yehuda. But Reuven was a Ganai. Reuven didn't admit that he did a sin. Maybe it would be a Ganai to mention the sin. Egel Rishon also, it's that the Pasuk says, it talks about the Maisa. But however, the second Egel, again, Nikum Sivyat, so Egel B'tam Eretz, Bama Shaisa, Shetz Me'elav. We don't change the Pasuk, but we don't translate it. Because Kohanim, the Gemara doesn't explain which we're referring to, which part of the biggest Ganai we're talking to, that can be misunderstood, and therefore we don't without mentality it. Mishnah talks about Reuven. The Gemara explains what does Reuven do, and what's the difference between Reuven and Yehuda. What's right? Reuven, yes, and Yehuda, no. So the Gemara. Gemara said, "Now, because of Asher Kalak Miyagidu, the Kalak Mavadosim says in a pasuk in Iyov that the Chacham, the wise men, say it's not Lo Yachto. They didn't hold back from their fathers, which means the Gemara says that Reuven and Yehuda, who admitted their avera, didn't let their father know the sin. They admitted that they'd sinned." What did they get because they admitted their sin? They were Oidal Ames. When it says, next Pasik, state in the next Pasik, in Yiyu, Lahem Levadim Nitto Arz, Lovel Zodzim. To them, the land was given, no stranger passed amongst them, which means, especially means, that the, that because they took, they were embarrassed in this world, so merely the special schusim that they had in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, of course, got the Malchus, and Reuven was the first one to get the land, and Eol Yarden was the first one to get the land. That was a scar for what they did. He took that because they were willing to be stand up for the chet and be embarrassed. And the moedal chet, they were zeichet to this great matanos later. Again, it also refers to that no one will pass over them. It means that Mashiach comes. These two shvatim will be next to each other, and that no other tribe will come between them. Says the Kabbalah to explain. They'll be neighbors, and no other tribe will come next to them. They'll have special schus to being next to each other, next to them, because they both were zeichet to have this tremendous midah. They were able to merge down the chet. Gemara says, okay, maybe they might say, hey, what's the second one? What's the difference between the first and the second one? What's the second one? He refers to the psukim, and Moshe said, Shuba, that Moshe objected to Aaron. And he saw him, a peak cross, Aaron Shimsakanaim. I was just showing people dancing, and he complained against Aaron. Aaron, you caused this. This is you're the one who did this. And so it seems to be that Moshe Rabbeinu is criticizing Aaron, his role in the Maaseh Egel. So if we don't translate it, we're not metargim it, because it's a bizarre iron, it's a not covered iron. Al the chet egel itself, the Torah says specifically that can be mentioned. That but the iron himself, that it seems to be that he was criticizing iron, the covet of iron, we kept that closed up, hidden, that we don't translate it, not to, to talk about the sin of iron, what Moshe Rabbeinu perceived to be iron's sin. Talk to Gemara. Well, it says that they're referring to and they answered that Aaron gave to Moshe until then Moshe saw and realized that exposed them to this terrible avera. So Aaron originally didn't do anything wrong, but then when Aaron explained, tries to give an answer what he did, Moshe shouldn't be angry, so it comes out that Aaron like almost admitted that he was part of the thing. I did this for the right reason. But then by doing that, he sort of admitted that he was part of the chet, that he helped organize it. And for that, that's the part that we leave out. A third opinion, said a different upshot. Hashem struck the people because they made the calf that Aaron made. That pasuk we don't translate. It says clearly, the pasuk gets brought down. Clearly that it's referring to that Aaron made the egel, which is a very, very terrible accusation. Description that Aaron made it, and therefore it's left. That's left out. That's what we talk about. Left out that the that we refer to the Michael Shaney that he was the one that did it, and therefore that had to be, we don't repeat that over because it's a g'nai to Aaron, that we don't do that. Well, it says that the g'nai, the tzibur, that we can read, but the g'nai, the yachid, the Aaron himself, that we cover over, that we don't want to read. Zot the Gemara. Talk about the guy, somebody says, Hegel, somebody says, what about, what's the difference between the first read and the second one? The difference between the g'nai, the yachid, and the tzibur. The g'nai, tzibur, but tzibur. The g'nai, the tzibur, we read, but tzibur. But the g'nai b'yakid, we don't read b'yakid, that's worse. So Aaron did a b'yakid, so we don't read about a b'yakid. But b'tzibur, it was done, the echo was done, every all Chrysler did it, b'rabim, was open. And therefore we can read it for everybody that's not considered a b'zion, that the ma'is ha'sheni, nikul, or nikul tagim, it's called, because it's the ma'is ha'egel ha'sheni, it's everyone read it. That's a private thing, we don't do it. Al t'tzibur, it's not a b'zion, everyone know about it, but it was equal in that. So that you can read and you can mitagim that as well. But Lamaisa, that the for Aaron himself you can. So the Gemara, I thought we said, "Bayat Tav Nasi Gemat Tav Mekabesh Mekuna Berachas Kohanim Their Kosel Metagrim." Said the Lamaisa Mishnah that Kohanim are read, but they don't translate. Not translated. The question is, why? Why are they translated? Now, since Lamaisa, because excuse me, Gemara says it's read because it's translated. The same idea that the we can't read it all together. I should explain why. My time, what's the reason? I'm a lay, Kosa Baruch. You should be blessed. Then the Baruch and Nitna was given to a Baruch, a Litna Lakriya. It wasn't given to a Lakriya. It was sent Dafka, Kosa Baruch. It should be given not to read it, not to be targeted. So therefore, we're not targeted. We don't read it, we don't translate it, because it's not the difference. It's read to give us a Baruch, not to give us a Psukim to read. And therefore, it's not translated, it's not read, it's given the stomach, the bracha, the bechus kohanim, and not made for that. And that's why there's no, it's lamaturgim and lamaturgim, we don't read it, and we don't translate it. Mishnah continues. There are certain parts of the Haftarah that we don't, certain thoughts we don't read, that's inappropriate. Which ones? They have too many mekivim in the Mishnah. We don't read Haftarah of it, Yecheskel's Nevuah of Makava, because it's beyond understanding. People don't understand it. They don't read it publicly. You don't have you can't do it. We're not worried about it. We can do it. We're not afraid people are going to be turned off. Try to be turned off. And the Maaseh, we pass on Yehuda, that he can do it. It's read enough that we talk and read the Maaseh Makov on the first day of Shavuos. That's why I'm here, Matthew, Bahidah, Yishalayim, and Stovah, so we don't need to have Torah. And Yecheskel talking about the Yishalayim and his Toeva, because that's not speaking properly about the people in Yishalayim. And therefore, we do not, it's inappropriate, we do not read a public view Yishalayim. That the way the community explains this thing, and we don't do it. Now, again, we disagree. Some say we do read it. There are times that we pass it. Sometimes it does come out that we read it. But Lemaitse, Pabasha Kedoshim, Rachrimos, we do read the Bizarin of Yerushalayim. Some say we try not to read it. On certain weeks we don't. There's certain Menhagim, different Menhagim as far as the reading. Do we ever read it? It's a very rare Haftarah that we read. But there are some that hold it. Even if it comes out that the parashas are separate, and we would come out to read it, and Achemos, we would not read it. We'd read the second Haftarah twice the week before, but rather than to read this thing that's bizarre in Yerushalayim. So it's the carbonate to explain that we don't. Mishem Yikud Yerushalayim, it's not we don't do it. Maftarah may recover the Masi Shalayunah, but we're afraid that people are going to go listen to Makava and focus on it. Lamaisa, we don't. We're not knowing that way, we have no problem. Says the Gemara to explain. What's this halacha that we talked about in the Mishnah? Seems to be difficult to make. A person read it, this Haftarah, and Rezer was there, and Rezer, Leich, Os, Ilkos, Isha, Yodea, but the Rezer Shalimu. The person should go and publicize his mother, the damnation of his mother, which means that she was Mazaneh, Batku, Bakor, and Nitzamam. So he found that he was Mam. So in other words, a person can go ahead, and he wasn't cursing him, but he was saying, a person can go ahead and read this thing publicly, without busha, without feeling the busha of the Klal Yisrael, and obviously he doesn't have any busha himself. Obviously, because this person must have a questionable lineage, and a male. Therefore, he said to him, "I knew that we had in Taka Birbaydeg, and Taka. That's what happened. They saw that he Taka had a psul yichus." Gemara said, "We talk about the halacha of the pasha tefillin." But the mitzvah mezuzah now. The mitzvah mezuzah like you. The mezuzah where on the doorpost? Where do we? Where is the halacha about mezuzah? Where we read the pasuk? Put them on the mezuzah on the door. Where do we put it? Say b'shmul l'shema, mishalsha. You put it divided in third. Nasim b'shlishlisha ayon. Top of the third, upper third is where you put it. You divide up the doorpost into three sections, and you put it on the top of the thing. Says the kavaneda. We don't matter the matter. Shnei shishit. There are two thirds. You measure it, that's what you do a chatchila. But the yevet, if you do it higher than that, it's also okay. But that's the way we do it. That's the proper way. The chatchila is to how to put the mezuzah in the proper way. Thing. And where it continues, you divide up the height of the door in half, chutzah, half. Then the mishas then divide up the top part in thirds. And also the mezuzah, you put it in the top third, which is higher up. You put it up all the way in the top higher part. So you put it like in the higher part of it. What might be sitting between the first two opinions and the second opinion, between the third and the top third, which is the din. So the Gemara explains, "Welcome mezuzah b'neim." It is welcome mezuzah b'neim. The spot where the mezuzah is, kunder b'chelbo mezuzah begins. Rezera says where it ends. They both. There's not much of a difference, but where the mezuzah would start is the other one holds where the mezuzah ends. He asked the mikvah on Sunday. You have a very high gateway, very high door, and the upper third begins above, much high, very high up. Do you put this still on the upper third, or do you put it lower? Because it's a very high mashko from Malay, no good. So you put it next to the opposite your shoulders, where a person can see it. Be reminded of Hashem's presence. That's the idea of a mezuzah. So you don't put it up all the way high, even though it's because the upper third would be too high. You put it connected your shoulders. Mar says it might in the base measure of Hanina. It was very high doorpost, and Itaka put it on the top third. By the connected, they put it connected to the shoulders. That's what they did it, not rather than the upper third, because of the kind of idea that a person should be able to see it and be able to remind himself of the Shechina, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, as all the things that a mezuzah is supposed to teach us. So therefore, it was the... Now, of course, the question is, why did they even have mezuzah in the basement? The basement doesn't require a mezuzah. Why did they need it? Only in the residence, only in the house. Why did they knew it? So the Gemara said, Taka wants to prove that from there, you see that a basement does have, a basement does have to have a mezuzah. But others disagree. And the question of what the reason why they put it up over here, between chumrah or not, is a shaila that they speak about. Someone says, the place where Rebbe's mezuzah was made was like a bolt, like a neck, like a bolt in the cavity of the door. It was shaped into like, put it there, a bolt in the cavity of the doorpost. It was put inside that cavity. That's where it was put. It was put in the Kaminaga, the Shkiva Lobamida. It was put lying down rather than standing up. That's the way it was put in that hole, which was put in such a form, such it was lying down. Gemara says that what seems to be, is that proper, is that not proper? So the Gemara is going to discuss whether this is proper. Not must leave a devil's. The person went and hung mezuzah in the door, instead of on the doorpost, on the door itself. It's like an Yishma mitzvah. It poses a danger, because it's not a mitzvah. And it's a mezuzah based decoration. You don't have the mezuzah. You have a sakana. Mazikin. Well, mezuzah is a protection against mazikin. You put it up improperly in the door, you're not going to have it's dangerous because you're not going to have the protection of the mezuzah. You put it in a halal on top of a rod. It comes inside. A place where it doesn't belong. When it says, sakana again, mitzvah, no mitzvah. Because it's sakana, because you have no shmira for the mitzvah. It's not going to be a mitzvah. It's not going to be good. Not the proper way to put up a mitzvah, put up the mezuzah. So, like the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said that now, look, in the case that we said, even if he nailed it right into the doorpost, even that's inappropriate and still not going to be good. The case of Mr. Only when nailed it right, that's when it's no good. But it's only when it's valid. You nailed it in, but you put it in a case where it's not nailed in, should not be a problem. I'm going to say, you have to look in. In my case where it was nailed, the rod was not nailed in, but it was designated for the purpose of putting it there permanently, and therefore the halakha would be, in such a case, if it's only there permanently, it would be okay. If it's temporary there, it's not going to be good. So base milvan ayosin came up. Members of the house of milvan would go, they would put a rod on mezuzah against the doorpost. When it says, when? When they had their soldiers, when they had to go, the pulmius says the carbonada, which means, when they went to Mechama, they used to put the Malkab, Yukon, Mezuzah, Kavubo, by the doors, they'd put it there. They would do that. That's what they did when they went to battle. They used to carry a mezuzah with them, to be able to put it up wherever they camped, and every place where the tent went, it was like a movable mezuzah on a rod. They took it with them to battle so they can have protection. And all the time, wherever they stayed, wherever the tent that they stayed in, they put it there to be able to somehow be protected, and that's what they did. Continue from here tomorrow.